And the news was read by Luke Tuddenham. Amna will try to sabotage a family gathering, only to realise that she's sabotaging herself. Comedy next, here on BBC Radio 4.
You're tearing up the pitch. Feet pounding the mud. The smell of dirt in your nose. The try line getting closer. The fullback blocking your path. You drop your shoulder right, then burst left. 5 metres between you and glory. When the stakes are this high, it comes down to who blinks first. The Six Nations starts on Saturday, live across the BBC.
There'll be a surprise in the Archers for Tony at 7 o'clock. Before that, it's Beta Female, and Amna has returned to Glasgow for a low-key birthday with her closest family. But before she can do that, how does she like her eggs in the morning?
Beta Female by Amna Salim. Episode 5, The Surprise.
Beta, I was thinking...
Oh, that usually doesn't end well for me. If it's about Uncle, I'm still not visiting him later. I'm here on holiday, not to tour the old and the gassy.
No, it's about your birthday. Do you want to have...
I just want book tokens. That's it.
Well, we were wondering...
Who's we? Is we you, or is we everyone?
Okay, I was thinking. What if I had everyone pitch in so you could freeze your eggs?
So how old do you think I'm turning, Ma?
All the girls are doing it these days.
Well, I knew this breakfast was a trap. This is an omelette made out of lies, not love.
It's just something to think about. If you're going to put your career first, then it's good to take certain measures.
I'm not putting anything first, I'm just letting things happen.
What if you run out the clock?
Well, can we leave my clock alone? I have enough to worry about without you starting a timer on my ovaries. I'm not a microwave. Don't you have another daughter to annoy about this?
Well, she'll have a baby when the time is right.
Then why are you bugging me? I too am waiting for the right time, believe it or not.
You have less time than she does. She has a husband. That's half the battle.
You know people can make babies without being married, right? Khala Jasmine managed it just fine.
Jazz was married. Her baby was early.
3 months early.
Well, you were. 6 weeks. It happens.
Except... I weighed a tiny 3 pounds and could be held in one hand. Auntie Jazz's baby is the size of a football. I might be bad at maths, but I'm not that bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. Well, from now on, can you please write these special thoughts of yours just down in a text so I can go ahead and ignore them? It would save us both a lot of time.
There's no need to take that tone with me. Most people would be grateful their parents would offer to pay for such an expensive procedure.
Well, most people don't like to be guilted into procreating by their busybody parents.
Oh, I forget how sensitive you are. I can't talk to you about anything.
Well, thanks for these eggs, but no thanks to freezing my eggs. I have to go and get run over by a car now. Bye.
Oh, astaghfirullah, Amina. Why would you say such a thing? God forbid.
Well, since you brought up the big guy, why don't we agree to let God be in charge of my reproductive centre for now?
Well, even God needs a helping hand when it comes to you.
What, so now you're better than God? Oh. Doesn't that technically make you a heretic?
No, but I am your mother. So
which
I
is
do...
it? Is everything kismet or are you God?
Oh, don't put words in my mouth, Amina.
I'm literally putting your own words in your own mouth.
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Well, if it's in God's plan.
Oh, if I'm so awful to deal with, then I'll never bother you again.
God willing.
Morning. Coffee, anyone?
Can you just have a baby already? Mum needs a hobby.
Yeah, sure. Let me crank out a few kids to give Mum something to do.
Well, if you loved me, you would.
Oh, leave your sister alone, Amina. Studies show that stress can make it harder on the body to conceive.
Well, I guess you can't talk to Sunna until she's knocked up then.
Mum, I told you not to talk to her before 10 a.m. anymore. You know what it does to your blood pressure?
Her blood pressure? I've been awake for 40 minutes and my day's already ruined.
Oh, I knew I should have had a lie-in.
She's been doing my head in all morning.
Nearly died on the table giving birth to your big head. And for what?
Someone who's been trying to convince me that having kids is a blessing. You don't seem to act like it.
Well, the dark truth is that some are bigger blessings than others. Not pointing any fingers.
Oh, whoa. Mum walking out with the mic drop.
Sunna, stop teaching her new things. So, where is it?
Where is what?
My present.
You'll get it tomorrow on your actual birthday.
So not only did you leave me all alone, all week with our parents, but then you had the audacity to appear empty-handed. nice.
I have to deal with them all the time. It's your turn.
But you're better at it.
Yeah, because I don't threaten our mother every time she pisses me off.
I didn't threaten her.
She called me in a tiz yesterday because you threatened to put her in a home again.
It wasn't a threat. It was a mild warning.
Otherwise known as a threat. You're being mean.
She's been mean.
So you're the adult.
She's our mother.
Exactly.
Where's Issa? He's the only sane person in our family.
He's playing football, but he'll meet us at uncle's after.
Oh, did the gas finally pass?
Amna, don't. He really wasn't well.
Well, I'm still not going to a party for farts.
If it turns out to be more serious, you're going to feel bad.
It's never serious. It's always gas. Here, want to watch a film? I'll make popcorn.
No, we still have to visit uncle.
But why? Let's blow it off and watch rom-coms.
He's expecting us.
Fine. You go then and come by after.
Amna, please. Why does everything with you have to be such a struggle?
Sana, just tell me now. I promise to only get 25% mad. Is this a surprise party?
What would the surprise be? That he didn't die? That feels a bit distasteful, no?
No, for me. Is it a surprise party for me?
Did you want a party? It's pretty last minute, but I guess I could try to...
No, don't. I just wanted to make sure there isn't one. I am not in the mood this year for a birthday anything. It's just going to be me and the TV, my one true love.
What about Theo?
All you guys do is ask about Theo. How about how's Amna?
How about Amna takes a shower?
How about Sana sticks her hand in a toaster?
Seriously, go shower and put something on that doesn't have crumbs all down it.
Why, I'm not going anywhere.
Come on, don't make me go alone.
Fine, but now I want two presents and I'm not changing.
So you're going just like that?
Yeah.
Don't you have a nice dress?
Why?
Your leggings have a hole in the upper thigh.
So no one can see it.
I can see it.
Then stop staring at my crotch.
I just need you to put on something that hasn't been slept in for a week.
Well, I specifically came home this weekend to eat mum's cooking and do nothing, so I only packed leggings. They accommodate the sodium bloat.
You know what? I have a dress in my boot. You can wear that. It's too big for me anyway.
Thanks. I'm definitely not coming now.
Why do you always have to be so difficult?
I am not being difficult. I'm just not going. Tell uncle I said salam and to eat a diet rich in fibre. Bye.
Forget the dress. Just get in the car.
No.
Get in the car, damn it.
Why? Oi, oi, stop pushing me.
Get in the car.
Get off me. Why are you so strong?
Yoga, ow, I'm not letting go of my hair.
You let go of mine first.
I will if you get in the car.
No.
Stop pulling it, you psycho.
You are the psycho.
Mum's right. You do look like Mr. Potato Head.
Of course you and Mum think alike, since you're basically the same person.
Stop saying that.
No. Ah, Sonna. Sonna, let go of me.
Girls, enough. Pascoro. What is going on?
Dad, she's trying to kidnap me.
Dad, she won't get dressed or get in the car.
Amna, do what your sister says.
But why?
Beta, get ready. We'll meet you there.
Happy? Dad did scary eyes at me. You got me into trouble.
It was barely scary eyes. If it was proper scary eyes, you'd be crying.
What's next? You're going to make Mum get her slipper?
I will, if you don't stop being a brat.
I'm not being a brat. I just want to stay home. Is that a crime?
No, but that outfit is. Go change before I tell Dad.
I'll get in the car, but I'm not changing. You're not the boss of me. Sana, where are we actually going?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not an idiot.
That's debatable.
Tell me. Sana? 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 Sana?
Oh
Sana?
Oh my God, shut up. We're going to Uncle's house.
And it's definitely not a surprise party for me.
Yes, it's a surprise party for you on the moon with a three-ring circus flying in from Mars to finally take you home. Can you just stop talking for like 10 seconds? You're bursting my head.
Well, you're no Disney princess either, pal. You bit me. I have to go get a tetanus shot now.
You had me in a chokehold.
Well, I learnt a lot from WWF growing up.
I know, because it was me you tried the stuff out on, and it's WWE now.
What would your wrestler name be?
I don't know. Sana, the...
Oh! Whatever the name is, your catchphrase should be Sun's out, guns out. Get it, Sana? Sana, do you get it?
I love that. What would yours be?
Amna Kadabra. And my catchphrase would be, I'll make you disappear. My wrestling costume would be mustard yellow leotard with a gold cape, and I'd wear matching yellow trainers sponsored by Converse.
This you have all figured out, yet you don't know how long to boil an egg for.
Well, I know how long.
How long then?
It depends on the egg.
A large one.
Runny or firm?
I can see you Googling, Amna.
I'm texting, and you should be watching the road. Just so you know, you're like a mile off the curb.
I've not started parking yet.
Okay.
Well, now I have parallel parking paralysis.
You'll try the spot down there in between Dad and Auntie Jasmine's car. Hang on, is Uncle actually dying this time? I feel bad now.
You should. Get out. I can't park with you in the car. You're a jinx.
I'm a parking jinx.
You're a distraction.
Your face is a distraction. Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Oh, it's all good. Don't worry. Are you here for...
Yeah. Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. My aunt's making me.
Same, but my sister. I'd rather be at home watching TV.
Me too.
Have you seen The Masker Next Door? I just finished it before I came and the plot twist is so good. Wait, is that bad to say considering it's true crime and not fiction?
Probably. Is it bad that that just makes me want to watch it even more now?
I guess we're both just bad people.
We can be bad people together. Is she okay?
Yeah, she'll get there in the end. But don't make direct eye contact while she's trying to park or she'll get really mad.
Shouldn't we help?
No. Wait, so how do you know Uncle Sharif?
I don't.
Then why are... You should probably go inside. She can't parallel park if people are watching.
I'll see you in there.
I hope so. Oh my God! I get it, Sana! Your car has a horn! Calm down!
Good luck.
What? I was talking to someone.
He was watching me park.
No, he wasn't. We were talking. He was watching me. Can you just let me help you so we can go inside and be closer to leaving?
I'm done. This'll be fine.
You can fit another car in that gap.
It's a cul-de-sac. No one will notice. Get out.
How did you get your license?
Oh, at least I have one.
Yeah, well, see, that's what concerns me. If drivers like you can get one, then the roads can't possibly be safe.
I just ring the bell, idiot.
Sana, I know something is up. Can you just tell me?
For heaven's sake, Amna. We're just trying to do something nice for you since...
Hey, you're here.
And... You're here. This morning you said you were at home in Kent.
Oh, yeah, I was, but then I decided to come up last minute. Come in. Oh, you can keep your shoes on. What are you wearing?
She refused to change.
I can keep my shoes on. I can keep my shoes on inside the house. Okay, I've officially stepped into a parallel universe.
Yeah, we're in the garden. Has she been like this the whole time?
Yes, it's insufferable.
Sana, I'm telling you right now, this better not be a...
Surprise!
I'm going to kill you. This is what you wrestled me into a bra for, really?
Who leaves the house without a bra on?
Me. I like to let them out of boob jail for good behaviour. Was this part of your doing?
I helped, but it wasn't my idea.
So what's the catch?
No catch.
Still no ring on your hand, I see.
I don't like to wear it all the time, Auntie.
Where is Theo?
He's out of the country.
Acha. That's a shame. Come and see me later, okay?
I genuinely have no idea what she's up to.
There's always a catch.
You're just paranoid.
Or I'm well trained from years of experience in torture. Is that not... Oh, Nora's here! You invited my friends!
I mean, you only have one, so...
I have more than... Oh, where did all my friends go?
Life gets busy.
Well, I had lots of friends before I met Theo. Or did I? Oh, look, this party's a bummer, son.
Just try to have fun.
I don't recognise half the people here and all... Oh my God, are Nora and Maya holding hands?
Oh yeah, that happened over the course of planning this somehow. Good luck for when it inevitably combusts.
This is too much. I can't be in both bridal parties, can I? Do I have to plan two hen parties? Wait, do I have to pay for two hen parties? Oh man, I can't afford this.
Yes, how this affects you is what really matters. I forgot.
But Joe, kids, come here.
Oh, we're being summoned. Let's get this over with.
Jaldi karo na. It's time to cut the cake. Hurry.
Here you go, beta. It's very sharp, so be careful.
Thanks, Dad. Ah!
What did I just say? Give me the knife. Menu de, huh?
No. I'll just stop touching it.
Yeah, good. You have a real knife to stab in my back now.
Yeah, so you better be nice to me.
I'm too nice to you. That's the problem.
Too nice. Good one.
Mum, I told you, we're not putting you in a home.
Not today.
Can you just not, Amna?
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Will we, though?
Oh, I throw this party for you. Still nothing I do is good enough. You can't even put on clean clothes. I can't win.
I didn't ask for... Thank you for the party. It's very nice.
You're welcome.
Smile! Let me get a quick pic before the cake is out. Say cheese!
Cheese!
Amna, say cheese.
Nora, I swear...
Oh, okay, okay. I'm taking it.
Blow out your candles, Bitter.
Oh, is the... Who picked the cake?
Me and your dad. It's your favourite.
Actually, that's my favourite.
Sana, I told you to double check.
I forgot.
It's fine, no biggie.
This isn't your favourite?
No. Like I tell you every single year, I'm allergic to strawberries.
Oh, yes, so you are.
We'll get you another cake. A better cake. A Costco cake.
Oh, thanks, Dad, it's okay.
Stop glaring at me. It wasn't my fault.
Uh-huh.
We can put a candle in the brownies. You love brownies.
Well, those ones have nuts in them.
You're allergic to nuts?
No, I just don't like them. And they are Harris's favourite.
Well, no one knows where to find your hipster hoopster cake.
Yes, chocolate fudge is a very unusual flavour.
I told you it was the fudge one.
Well, this one is better.
Well, I'm allergic to it. How can it be better?
But less calories to worry about.
I am so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Stop giving me the cold shoulder. I didn't pick the cake.
Uh-huh.
She really didn't.
But it's fine.
So, like, there is no alcohol here. Like, none.
None.
Then why have a party?
For the food.
Right, but how do you deal with all the relatives sober?
We have a high threshold for pain.
Yep.
Okay, so this is all basically Catholicism, but without wine?
Pretty much. And we have better outfits.
Oh, you guys might be bigger masochists than we are.
I told you.
We do love a good self.
Someone speaking. I can hear this faint but annoying buzz like a fly that needs to be swatted.
I hate it when you do this. It's so passive-aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Amna, please.
So when did this happen?
When did what happen?
When did you both start hooking up?
We're not hooking up. We're in a relationship.
I don't know which one of you I feel more sorry for.
Ha, ha. She's much nicer than you said.
Wait, what did you say?
Well, that's when I still hated you. It doesn't count.
What did she say?
Nothing. Just that, you know, you were the spawn of evil. That kind of thing.
You technically are, though.
Well, Nora, Amna said you were a serial womanizer with no self-respect.
Oh, that's true. I was. We've discussed it at length.
I mean, you're dating Maya, so the no self-respect thing still stands.
Why?
Oh, I'm kidding. You both make a cute couple, but I'm not taking sides if you break up, and I'm also not paying for two hen parties. I am not made of money.
Hen party? Whoa, let's slow down here.
What, you don't see us getting married?
We have been dating a few weeks.
So where do you see this...
Can we not do this right now?
Why not? We're already talking about
it. So absolutely no alcohol, like not even a secret stash of gin in the bathroom or whiskey in the cupboard.
We don't have bathroom gin, no.
Let's go upstairs.
But I don't wanna.
We can make out.
Fine, let's go. Thanks, Anna.
You did this to yourself.
They are going to collapse in on themselves like a dying star.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Still?
Oh, whatever.
Hey, do we know him? The guy from outside. He's coming over.
He is. What? Now? How do I look? Why didn't you make me get changed?
Are you serious? I had to trick you into brushing your hair. Why do you care? Don't you have Theo?
Oh, yeah. Theo. Well, actually...
Hi. We met outside.
Sorry about my honking. Sometimes I get parking rage.
So I heard.
Son, your husband is looking for you. Go see what Issa wants.
Oh, he's with Harris playing Ow, okay. I'm going. It was nice to meet you,
Raf.
Nice to meet you, Raf. I'm Sana.
Yeah, okay. Bye, son.
I didn't know you were the guest of honour. You kind of look like you didn't know either.
I did not. I'm sorry you were forced to come for some reason. Also, I usually dress like a normal person. I have clothes that are not this, but I was making a point.
What was the point?
I don't really know anymore.
I was going to ask, do you...
Raf, darling, you made it. This is Amna, the birthday girl. Amna, this is Ralph. Ralph is a solicitor. He owns his own home and he's never been married either. Perfect for Maya, huh?
You forgot to mention his blood type.
It's O negative.
Much like this interaction.
Ah, she thinks she's a comedian. But no one finds her funny.
I think she's funny.
Look, someone finds you funny. A miracle. A shame you're engaged.
You're engaged? Congrats. Who's the lucky guy? Is he here?
No, he's not.
He's working.
Wait until you meet Maya Ralph. She's very pretty. Skinny.
I'm not really looking to be settled.
You're ideal for her.
Is he though? He's too...
What? Too tall, too handsome, too educated.
Well, he's just not Maya's type.
How do you know? What's wrong with him?
Well, there's nothing wrong with him per se.
Is it the hair gel? The shoes? The facial hair? He can shave.
What's wrong with my loafers?
You should probably run while you still can.
But don't go far.
He's never coming back now, you know.
Why do you care? You're taken.
Well, I'm just saying.
Have you met Kasim?
Who?
Kasim? Kasim! Darling! Turn around, Beta. Yes, that's it. One more time.
Oh my God, stop. That's so rude.
Oh, thank you, Kasim, as you were.
He's not a piece of meat, you know. You can't just be...
He's a model.
Well, of course he is. What is Asian Zoolander doing here?
It's a party, and you don't have any friends.
I have friends.
Where? Your fiancé isn't even here.
Told you he's working. Oh, sorry. I have to take this.
I didn't hear anything.
It's on silent. Excuse me.
Sure it is.
Are you sure this isn't Prosecco?
It's Schler.
Close enough.
Did you two sort things out?
We got distracted.
Yeah, I got that from your bed here.
What's happening now?
Well, apparently I need to give a speech. Here, can you hold my glass? I just need to do something really quick.
Sure.
Ralph, hey. Sorry, you got a sec?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry about before. My aunt is the worst. I have to go give a speech, but I just wanted to say, and this is super weird, but I'm not actually engaged. I'm single, as a Pringle. Just, you know, in case that is relevant to your interests.
It's relevant.
Good, I'm glad.
Amna, it's time. Hurry up.
Yeah, in a minute.
Don't be rude. Everyone has their drinks ready.
Can I just quickly check something? Is my aunt your aunt, or is she just like an aunt?
Just an aunt. We're not blood. She's a friend of my mum's.
Okay. Best to check before, you know. Not that I'm saying we'll be doing anything where that might be a concern, but it's just like good for us to, you know, peace of mind, because it would be really...
We're definitely not related. I double checked.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You work fast.
It was relevant to my interests.
Amna, Anna, people are waiting.
Sorry, I have to go, but, like, don't move.
I won't.
Go on, Beta.
Thank you so much for coming. I was very surprised, so well done. Mission accomplished. I hope you've all had a nice time. I guess while I'm up here, I should probably let you all know that... And a special thank you to my mother, who made all of this happen despite my best efforts. Yeah, she's a real gem. So just a real quick one before we have more cake. I just wanted to let you all know that Theo is not...
here! He's in the TV. Say hi, Theo.
Of course this is happening.
Hi, everyone. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Hi. What are you doing?
Your mother called, and I didn't really know what to say, so...
Yeah, I get it. That's really nice of you, Theo.
Have you set a date yet?
Theo is super busy, so we should let him go.
Have you?
No. Wait, Raph, don't leave. Raph, this isn't...
What's wrong?
We broke up, okay? We broke up. We're not engaged, there is no wedding, there is no us. He's already seeing somebody else. Can we all just move on, please?
Is this true, Theo? I thought we were friends.
You did?
Mum, he's not one of us or whatever. You don't need to guilt trip him anymore. Theo, you are hereby released from a crazy family.
Your crazy family? He's the one with the uncle in prison.
Well, it's rehab, actually, and he was acquitted by a jury of his... Look, Theo's weird uncle is not the point here.
You act like his family is so much better than ours.
Well, our family has two volumes, loud and louder. Do I sometimes enjoy the repressed silence of posh white people? Yes. Does it mean I felt at home with them? No.
You like them better than me, just admit it.
I like that they didn't bug me every 2 minutes about my ovaries, but I don't like them any more than you. I'd rather our family's brand of dysfunction over theirs any day. And don't even get me started on how...
Yeah, so I'm still here.
Fedore?
Yes, sir.
You go now.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Can I quickly say that...
Dad, that's so rude he was talking.
He talk a lot, but no say anything. You know.
I knew it wouldn't last.
Yeah, Mum, because I told you, so you'd be nice to her.
I still knew.
How did you know, Maya?
Your Instagram stories are very sad. They're nothing but quotes.
I knew too, but I was waiting for you to tell me.
Me too.
So you're single? Again? Ay Allah.
This good. Fedora, nice boy, but not for you. You deserve more, beta.
Why didn't you say anything?
None of my business.
Party over. Nothing to celebrate. Everyone, go home.
I'm pretty sure I should be the one who's upset, not you.
I give up.
You're just mad that Auntie found out before you.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, the last time I told you anything, I ended up fake engaged.
Are you sure you two can't work it out? Relationships are hard, Bitter.
Ma, no. I was so horribly lonely.
But won't you be even more lonely now?
Being alone isn't the same as being lonely. I tried, Ma, I really did. Please try to understand.
He was very boring. Just blah, 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 blah all the time. You know, I saw a dog kiss him on the mouth once and he didn't even try to stop it. And you know what was always so off? The fact he didn't like tea. Una chani pasansi. Tea. And his face. I didn't want to say, but it was a little...
Okay. So we don't hate the guy, but thank you.
Did you see the man model your aunt brought?
Yes. He's so beautiful, it's like staring directly into the sun.
Well, maybe you could...
He's gay. So whatever you're thinking, no.
How do you know?
See the other ridiculously good-looking guy next to him? That's his boyfriend.
Well, if you run out of time, you should ask one of them for their, you know.
Their what?
We swimmers. That would be one beautiful baby.
Well, actually, I've been meaning to tell you. I'm already pregnant, so I won't need to be artificially inseminated with the seed of a random attractive stranger on this occasion.
Amina, don't joke about things like that.
Who says I'm joking? I thought you'd be happy.
It's not funny. Stop it.
Oh, should we break the news to Auntie?
Amina, stop.
Do you want to be called Nanny Ami or Nanny or Nana?
Okay. I'll stay out of your personal life from now on.
Finally. Happy birthday to me.
Beta Female was written by Amna Salim. It starred Kiran Sonia Sawra as Amna, Sudha Butcher as Mum, Hiftu Kasim as Sana, Bhaskar Patel as Dad, Darren Coppin as Raf, Suk Ojra as Maya, Evan Lockley as Nora, Sajila Kershi as Auntie, and Tom Sturton as Theo. The producer was Ed Morrish, and it was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
And you can find all episodes of Beta Female on